This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, this might not sound exciting, a new report from the Center for Microeconomic Data at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, but trust me on this one, it matters. Talked about this for a hot second on the show yesterday, the New York Fed's latest data on household debt. Debt of all kinds, credit cards, car loans, mortgages, all up. Delinquencies as well, especially for credit cards. Yet, as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, the percentage of people who have debt in collections is about as low as it's been in the past 20 years.
Just before the pandemic started, the New York Fed found about 9% of people had bills that were so overdue they ended up in collections. Now, less than 5% do.
Through the COVID recession and since then, it really has hit historic lows, the percent of consumers with debt in collection.
Josh Bivens is with the Economic Policy Institute.
To me, that mostly is a story of just the very large amount of pandemic fiscal relief and aid we gave households. The economic impact payments and the expanded unemployment insurance.
That gave a lot of people a big buffer and helped them pay down debt, he says. So did the 3.5-year pause on student loans.
It's quite a bit of money that people could use to make sure they weren't falling behind other debts.
More recently, Frederick Blavin at the Urban Institute says there's been another factor at play, too.
In April of 2023, the major credit bureau agencies stopped including medical debt collection items under $500 in credit reports.
Medical debt previously made up about 60% of debt in collections. But data shows it doesn't actually tell you much about someone's creditworthiness. Chi-Chi Wu at the National Consumer Law Center says the change is a good thing. But just because that collections debt is no longer showing up on people's credit reports doesn't necessarily mean they're doing better financially or that that debt doesn't exist.
It most definitely still exists and still burdening consumers. It just means that the harmful impact of debt collection items on credit reports is no longer there.
Which is not insignificant, she says. Credit reports can determine a lot, whether someone gets a loan, a job, or an apartment. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.